Boomer talking sports in the morning. Text him now at 960-960. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Universal Ford Lincoln today and swap your ride. See dealer for details.
Hello, men. Good morning. 6:07 Thursday, which means it's almost Friday, which makes us all feel a little bit better. Good to have everybody along today. It's a Calgary Flames game day. The Carolina Hurricanes in town tonight. The winless Carolina Hurricanes. Flames have won four of the last five meetings between these two teams. I don't know that that matters a ton, but with how the Flames have been playing and with how the Carolina Hurricanes are playing, you wonder if this might be, if the Flames are ripe for their first home win of the season.
Can we put it in the win column already?
They've only played two, but they are
they're due.
Yet to win on home ice. 4-3-1 are the Flames. The Canes are 0-3-2. Did not come away with any points in Winnipeg the other night, but prior to that had points in back-to-back games. Interesting looking at, because I was looking, you're thinking, okay, well, they haven't won anything. They're in the bottom of the league. They must be getting blown out. They've only allowed 18 goals in the five games. It's kind of been, they get three, the other team gets four. They get two, the other team gets three. Their differential isn't really that bad. They're a -7 right now, comparatively. Buffalo, -17. Colorado is -12. The Oilers are -12. So it's been a bit of, if not bad luck, then just it's been kind of the shell game for them. When they get some, they don't get enough, if you will.
And two of those teams you mentioned amongst the bottom dwellers, Edmonton and Buffalo, they've lost two. So they've had their chances. They lose in a shootout to Buffalo, I believe. And then obviously
loss to the Rangers in overtime, and then a regulation loss to Winnipeg.
Winnipeg was the other team, not Edmonton. So there you go. They've had their chances against some bottom dwellers and not done well. I don't know what to tell you if you're looking for the, boy, my goodness, you've got to get to the Dome tonight.
Now, oh, hey.
There's only 41 games, and this is a young, exciting Flames team, but the opponent is not bringing a lot of drama to the building tonight.
What are you speaking about?
What do you mean?
I have plenty of kindling. And I've got plenty to start that fire.
Are you excited to see Tim Gleason and Ron Hainsey?
Tim Gleason is a former Leaf.
So you're thrilled.
I like that Tim Gleason. Always have. Always have. Here's what I'll tell you.
Yes.
Tonight, Calgarian Brody Sutter, the son of Dwayne Sutter.
Yes.
The Dog. He will play tonight. He's played just one NHL game. A huge night for him.
Jeff Skinner is healthy. The Stalls are not.
Zach Boychuk will play in career game 100 tonight.
Is it 100?
The Airdrie native.
Former Hurricane. So we're trying here, folks.
Expecting that former Conn Smythe Trophy winner Cam Ward will be between the pipes for the Carolina Hurricanes. And former Calgary Hitman forward Victor Rask is playing for the Hurricanes at this point. And you couple that together with the fact that it's another chance to see Johnny Gaudreau.
Oh, the home team's got lots of reasons to go.
I don't know. Listen, this is going to be a humdinger. I don't use that. That's going to be a great game tonight.
Now, if you had to rank it this week, because we had Tampa two nights ago, we'll have Washington in two nights.
Well, hey, listen,
where would you rank this one?
Well, how good was the Tampa game?
I actually enjoyed the Tampa game.
We bellyached. There wasn't much. It was all in between the blue lines.
Well, there wasn't a ton of whistles. They skated well. Neither team gave up much in the way of chances, but
that's
you got to see Drouin. You got to see Drouin.
Who?
Jonathan Drouin.
Uh-huh.
Drouin, sure, whatever.
Jonathan Drouin.
And Stamkos, obviously.
Yeah.
You could see Ben Bishop. Oh, no, you didn't.
You didn't see Hedman.
Hedman was out. But you got two of the best young players in the game.
Yeah. But
and
the
you
game
got Ovechkin
itself,
and company coming
well,
in two
fine,
nights.
But
this is the dog of the week.
Tickets available at Ticketmaster.ca and CalgaryFlames.com. Or you could just listen to it, I suppose. As Pinder is telling you not to go to the games.
Only today.
Flames and Canes, 6 o'clock warm-up, 7 o'clock, will be game time over at the Dome. Speaking of humdingers, what a show. What a show.
Jason Lack to the gunnels.
You know what? What is a gunnel?
The gunnel is the side board along the canoe And if you get water over the gunnels, you're in trouble.
Oh.
So when you're loaded, that's as full as you can go, loaded to the gunnels.
So it would be then, but I would think in this case, it's a good thing. It's ordinarily, a great thing. You don't want to be anywhere near the gunnels.
Well, with water.
We're getting awfully close to the gunnels. This isn't good.
Well, like I'm saying, if we added another guest, I don't know if we could handle it. It might sink the show. So we're close to the gunnels.
I'll tell you what we got, because we need to take a break. But when we come back after a short timeout, I'm going to tell you what we've got on the show today and why you should listen, in addition to why you should watch this game tonight. Mm. I know Ryan Pinder is kind of letting the air out of the...
Never heard of him.
Hiller versus Ward? Mm. Canes versus Flames? Mm. Third of a five-game road trip for the Carolina Hurricanes. Flames looking for their first home win. Come on! Thursday night?
No, this is guaranteed win night, right?
No.
What?
No.
This is the one.
No. You're the one talking foolish. I'm telling you it's going to be a good game, and I'll continue to explain why.
All right.
As the morning goes along. 613, Sports at 960, The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings, brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Universal Ford Lincoln today and swap your ride. See dealer for details.
Boomer and Warner in the morning, 619. Jason Lycanfora coming up before the top of the clock. We have got a little Thursday night football for you. We will not have it here, as we will be bringing you the Calgary Flames Carolina Hurricanes matchup. But your Thursday nighter over at Shanks, should you choose, is going to be the Denver Broncos and San Diego Chargers. You are wearing your Chargers hat, which is not new.
A regular occurrence, win or lose.
Did you know you've still got the sticker on that hat?
Just,
under the...
under the brim. It is slightly curved, you've not got, exactly flat.
You've got the... it's closer to flat. But it's got the sticker on underneath. I didn't know if you noticed.
It's an authentic piece of memorabilia. I don't want it to be confused with some knockoff.
Right. Yeah.
Made in China stuff.
Yeah, luckily, we
no
won't,
confusion.
So long as that sticker stays on.
That's right, boom.
Tonight, 7 o'clock start for the Canes and the Flames. 6 o'clock warm-up with Steinberg. It's going to be all hockey all day, as it tends to be. Hockey Central at noon, big show, lots going on. And we'll get into the NHL roundup from last night. What did we have, 4 games last night?
Supposed to. One got postponed for reasons that are much greater than sport.
That's right.
And you're done with the Thursday nighter just like that. I mean, we've been sitting through the season watching dogs all week, or every week, I should say. With the exception of the odd decent one. I guess the Jets in New England wasn't that bad last week. We finally have two legitimately good football teams and a very interesting game in a division that will probably swing the balance of power one way or the other. This could actually be good.
Last year, these two teams met, and Chargers looked good. Peyton Manning was a hard night for him.
He struggles against the Chargers.
Yeah.
Did as a Colt quarterback, ditto in Denver. Chargers did win in Denver last year. They met in the playoffs as well. Didn't win that one.
No, they did not.
Did not.
Tonight, 7 games in the NHL, including the Flames games, which we'll walk you through. And like I say, the show is jammed. Jason Lycanfora before 7 o'clock. Matt Nichol, we had him on the show about a month ago. He is one of the co-founders, if you will, of BioSteel. The supplement, the sport, the energy drink, the protein powders that are used by pretty much everybody in pro sport at this point.
Seems that way.
He's going to join us in studio. He's in town. We said, why don't you come on over?
It was in Calgary.
Come on over. Eric DeHatchick will be by, NHL Insider. We have Pools and Props with Scotty Taylor, and expected to be joined by Brian Callen. Funny man Brian Callen.
He is.
Working Yuck Yucks this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, two Friday, two Saturday. And we'll be on, I think, once tonight. So get your tickets through. That's Brian Callen.
He was funny.
It's
last
kind
night.
Of a Zeppelin immigrant song.
There you go.
Tennis, apparently.
He'll fit right in here.
Yeah.
When he slides by. So again, and apparently Warner coming in as well today. So we are loaded to the gunnels.
Hmm.
Mm. 622, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Rise and shine with Boomer doing sports talk his way. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings, brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Universal Ford Lincoln today and swap your ride. See dealer for details.
Thursday, 6:28. Boomer in the morning. Ryan Pinder.
Hey!
Hey! Coming up, Warner going to be in studio after 7 o'clock as well. Plenty of guests. We got a lot of guests today.
Popular.
Hey!
I think someone's stepping on his toe. Is that what
I'm not
doing?
Sure. Game day. Get your helmet on. Hurricanes, Flames, tonight, 7. Thursday. Beers. Pocket dogs. Popcorn. Yeah.
Pain.
Shots. Goals. Saves. Beers.
Sutters.
Sutters. You know, one for sure. Brody Sutter has been called up. He will play. Eric Staal, not going to play from the sounds of it. He's been put on the injured reserve list, played in the first two games of the season for the Canes, and has not played since. And, of course, Jordan Staal may not play till well after Christmas.
Both out.
After he broke his leg. He broke his leg in preseason. So no Staals. It's a Staal-free zone tonight over at the Saddle Dome.
They had the Staals last year. Didn't help much. They lost that one.
Elias Lindholm, the fifth overall pick from 2013, plays for the Carolina Hurricanes. You might remember him as the guy selected just prior to Sean Monahan.
Indeed.
In the 2013 draft.
Yeah.
They went back to back, so you can judge. If the draft was held right now, who would go first? You can judge for yourself tonight.
Or who would go fifth, whatever the case may be.
First between the two of them.
And whoever has the better game tonight, it'll be cemented in time as the better draft pick for the rest of the
Yeah, you won't need to worry about
eternity.
It anymore.
That's right.
It'll be done. Case closed. We're going to see the goalie thing continue for the Flames, right? He's going to continue the rotation.
Oh, we have to.
Why not?
What, are you going to go back to Ramo after a loss? You can't encourage that kind of behavior.
Jonas Hiller. And
absolutely.
I would expect it'll be Cam Ward tonight. As Anton Khudobin took the overtime loss against the Rangers and the regulation loss against the Winnipeg Jets. That was the first back-to-back for them. They had been doing back and forth between Ward and Khudobin. And after two straight starts, who's to say? But I would think maybe Cam Ward gets your call tonight.
Why don't you just text him? He'll give you the answer.
I could text him.
You don't wake him up if he's playing, though.
I don't want to bug him on a game day.
Dark move.
Well, I know when he came into the league, he was happy to talk.
No problem. Yeah.
All of a sudden, doesn't talk game days. These goalies that don't talk on game days.
You know what? It was exactly a year ago. I was hosting, I believe, the Carolina game. Something along. I was there for some reason. I can't remember why. I went in to talk with Justin Peters because. Interesting story. It sort of come out of nowhere in the organization over a couple of years, at least usurping a guy making $6 million as the starter.
No, usurp. I'm not going to SERP.
Fair enough. Hey, Justin, you have a moment we can chat? I don't do it on game days. I really like to. I can't. Game day routine.
And it's not unusual.
And it was right up to game time. We don't know who the Carolina Hurricanes will start because they were late to town. And, oh, it's Peters. He refused the interview.
Yeah.
You're clearly going tonight.
A lot of goalies do it. I've told this story before.
I kept talking and playing hockey on the same day.
I can't talk at 10 in the morning.
No, I'm playing tonight.
And be expected to perform at 7. Please.
You'll be in my kitchen. I won't be able to stop pucks.
The one year, it was Ilya Brizgalov. He was a goaltender for the Anaheim Ducks at the time.
Yeah.
Or was it Phoenix? It doesn't matter. He was in the locker room, and there was a few of us standing around with recorders and whatnot looking for interviews. And he comes out of the shower wearing nothing but a towel around his lower half and began to talk. It's like, oh, I forget what it was. I think it was snowing or something outside. So he was talking about the snow. How much snow do you get? This is crazy. And,
familiar with this rant in Edmonton.
This. Yeah. And then, talking about his kids and he's blah, 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 blah. He's just going on. No one called him over to talk. No one's recording anything because he's just talking about what have you. And then he starts doing a dance. Now he's dancing with his towel on, and then starts grabbing his belly fat. He's like, oh, Who wants to check for steroids? Who wants to check? Do I need to take a pee test? Look, am I on steroids?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
To his teammates, to you guys, or just
to the media?
To Ilya himself.
Just, I don't know. We were, again, it was right, they have a table there with sock tape and bubble gum and different things. He's standing right beside this table. And then somebody said, Ilya, do you have him? Can I ask you a few questions? Is there any chance? He's like, oh, I don't talk on game days. No, I don't talk.
I only dance, jiggle my gut, and yeah. moan about weather while dancing in a towel. That's what I do on game days. I don't talk.
I only do a awkward dance in a towel in front of other men and grab my my muffin top. But we cannot talk about systems.
I only do tirades and monologues. I don't do interviews. So
he may be tired to live here because here is a November month. It's a minus 32. Could you imagine?
I can't.
Everyone he's talking to lives in Edmonton. Can you imagine?
Can you imagine?
They know.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, actually, we can.
It's a 8 months in a, 8 months in a year snow.
Eight. Maybe eight.
Why you have to be mad?
Not mad.
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
It's supposed to be cold in Russia, though.
Yeah, yeah. But he says, no.
Not where I'm from.
Well, aren't you from Russia? It's cold there. No.
It's
minus
two.
And tell us what it's like in Russia.
It's a PR nightmare for you.
Tell us what it's like. In my hometown right now, it's plus seven. Plus seven,
okay,
rainy.
What would it usually be right now?
Usually right now, it's plus two, minus five, like that.
Yeah,
all winter.
A lot of difference.
Show them.
Hold on. Here's the minus 32.
Hey, Ilya, can we ask you a couple questions? No, I can't talk.
Sorry, I just do weather.
I don't talk.
I don't do interviews on game day. Yeah. Traffic on the ones. I do the weather.
27 degrees difference.
Any chance we could talk to you about Corey Perry and the great start he's off to? No? Okay. How the hell did we get there? Cam Ward, who doesn't now he's a
game
big
days,
shot. He doesn't talk.
Peters, Brzgalov,
Hiller versus Ward expected to be your lineup. We'll see what else happens as far as lineup changes. Perhaps
I don't see any Flames audio. They must have had an off.
Could have been an off yesterday. Day. Could have been an orf. Maybe orf yesterday. So we'll continue with the hockey chatter, as you can imagine, over the course of the morning. What do we want to do here?
Well, we got Jason Lackenford coming up.
Okay, so we got Jason Lackenford coming up. Last night, World Series Game 2, the Kansas City Royals come back in a big way. They lose 7-1 in Game 1. They win Game 2 7-2. Connect those dots. They put five across in the sixth. Hunter Strickland allowed a two-run double and a two-run homer off Infante for the Giants.
Hunter, good move for a kid or bad move naming him that?
Well,
I kind of like the name.
It's a good name. He's just not very good at striking guys out right now.
Yeah.
This postseason, 5 1/3 innings. Five home runs allowed. So that ain't good. The bullpen does it again for the Royals. This is now 7-0. Kelvin Herrera got the win last night between Wade Davis, Jason Fraser, Danny Duffy, and Brandon Finnegan. Those men have combined for a 7-0 record this postseason that's tied for the best ever.
Finnegan's the great story because he was in the College World Series this year, not pitching in the actual World Series at usually takes a little longer than that.
Yeah, there's a bit of a jump. Development needed there.
Yeah.
Other news from yesterday, John Cornish will not play this weekend versus the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. He is, he's got sore legs, which will happen when you're a running back. But his legs are sore, and he, with the record being what it is, they have clinched first overall. There is really no need to push it. He wants to play. There's the most outstanding player debate, I suppose, if there is one. But his rest and getting closer to 100% is of utmost importance.
His legs are sore.
His legs are sore.
His legs are sore.
Yeah.
So you can't play running back as a result.
You got to sit. No. That's what I do. When my legs hurt, I sit.
His legs are sore.
Okay.
For the Riders, obviously no Darian Durant, no Weston Dressler. Their number one running back, Anthony Allen, he will not play.
Does he have sore legs as well?
They cut Will Ford. Two of their starting O linemen will not play either. So it's a B team coming to town to play the Stampeders on Friday night, from what it looks like. By all means, though, go and watch and cheer on the Stampeders. I understand there are some tickets available, but it will be jammied.
Standing room only?
Yeah.
Watch out for sore legs.
His legs are sore.
6:38, Jason Lacanfora, NFL Insider. The Thursday nighter will have the San Diego Chargers versus the Denver Broncos. We'll tee up that and what's happening this weekend in the National Football League. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 mornings with Boomer in the Morning on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Streaming live at sportsnet.ca/960.
Sportsnet 960 mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Universal Ford Lincoln today and swap your ride. See dealer for details.
I don't know.
I don't know what we're supposed to do.
I don't know what we're supposed to do.
Are we back?
Yeah. Oh, we're back.
Oh, okay, there.
6:41. Warner in after 7 o'clock. Matt Nichol, BioSteel. I have some BioSteel at home. I had BioSteel yesterday. Got your little energy drink that you drink, the pink, you take a little before, a little during your workout, and then I had my nice little recovery shake afterwards.
This is part of the new Boom routine.
Delicious. Yeah, that's right. We're going to talk about BioSteel. Dez Bryant of the Dallas Cowboys.
Drinking the pink.
He's drinking the pink. He's doing the BioSteel as well.
I hope we can get Matt to talk about some of the training techniques for hockey. Poked at it a little bit, but because of his background, which is not hockey based, it's got a really interesting look at some of the things that coaches do because coaches have always done them, but might not actually be good for hockey players.
I see. Gotcha. Right now, though, it is 6:42, and it's time to talk a little NFL.
Sportsnet 960's NFL insider Jason Lacanfora is brought to you by Shanks. Thursday night football tonight at Shanks North and Shanks South as the Denver Broncos take on the visiting San Diego Chargers. Featuring 495 Bud Light Draft, Shanks Sports Grill, your NFL headquarters in Calgary.
Jason Lacanfora, CBS Sports, joins us morning. Jason, tonight, Thursday night football. They have not been tremendous this year, but this one has the makings of a good one.
Yeah, I think we're ending on a high note here. You know, CBS has the first half of the schedule, and then the second half is on NFL Network. I think we've rebounded a little bit the last few weeks and had some good games, certainly competitive games that have gone down to the end. The Jets gave the Patriots a run. The Texans gave the Colts a run, and I think the Chargers can give the Broncos a run tonight. San Diego's injury situation is starting to concern me a little bit. They're running out of bodies at some key spots, and they've done an amazing job to sustain it to this point, but their schedule gets really, really tough. They may have the toughest schedule in the league the final 7 weeks or so. And having to face Denver on a short week is never easy. Now, they know how to play Peyton Manning. John Pagano, their defensive coordinator, has done a great job against him in the past. They kind of have the blueprint to how to play him. I just don't know if they have the horses available to execute that blueprint.
We've seen them down to their four-string running back, and Brennan Oliver has been fantastic. But what other positions are you concerned about in terms of depth? Is it linebacker?
Linebacker, center, corner. And even in pass rushing situations now, they're really down to just Dwight Freeney. Even at D tackle, Corey Leggett, who's been probably their best player on that side of the ball, he was in and out of the game last week. You know, Brandon Flowers, their top corner, is out, and the kid Verrett, who they drafted in the first round, you know, he's dinged up. Even if he plays, he's not 100%. They're out two or three linebackers. They're on their fourth string center. It's a lot. It's a lot to overcome. It just seems like the hits keep coming. And it's not like they've gotten a bunch of guys back from injury to kind of like, you know, swing the pendulum back the other way. It's all been sort of attrition to this point. And it's such a long season. And again, their schedule, it's tough. They've got there's not much on it where you say that's a guaranteed win, and I think very highly of the Chargers, but it's going to be tough. They have sort of murderer's row coming up, and some serious traveling to do too. I think they have like road games at Miami, road games at Baltimore coming up. So, you know, there's that element as well of the travel and what that does to the body. And obviously it's usually tough sledding for some of these West Coast teams, having those 10 a.m. Pacific time kickoffs on the East Coast. So this is a very big game for them. And I'm not saying they can't pull it off, because, again, certainly they played Denver tough. But with Peyton being as hot as he is and this being a short week and the Chargers being down some more starters, it really would be a hell of an accomplishment if they do pull this off.
What have you seen from the revamped Denver D and maybe a new star at running back there?
Yeah, the D's been, you know, everything you could hope for. I mean, you've got Von Miller and Ware. They've combined for like 15, 16 sacks. So they're obviously getting it done. You know, I think Aqib Talib and T.J. Ward have had a big stabilizing influence on that secondary. So that they seem to be in pretty good shape there. I mean, we knew they had guys like Terrence Knight and in the interior, that defensive line, who could hold their own. So I think they're no joke on that side of the ball. The running game, we'll see if Hillman can maintain this. You know, I don't know that it's every week's going to be like last week. But with this, you know, offense, I don't know that it has to be either. They just need somebody who they can trust a little bit in pass protection, who could catch the ball when it's thrown to them, you know, and who could be a consistent presence trying to pound the ball on the ground when they go that way. And I know that their coordinator, Adam Gase, really does want to stay balanced. He needs to have you just at least – you don't have to fear his run game. You just have to respect it just a little bit to set up some of that play-action stuff and to get you from trying to tee off on Peyton Manning, you know, literally every offensive snap. So, and certainly they have that going. So they seem to be playing their best football the last two or three weeks. There aren't a whole lot of holes on paper, but, you know, they've got half a season to go as well, so, and they are an older team. A lot of the guys they're really counting on are you know, closer to the end than the beginning. I mean, you've got your Demaryius Thomas, your Julius Thomas, but you know, your Peyton Manning, older player, Wes Welker, older player, you know, Ware, older player. So, you know, we'll see how everyone holds up over the long haul.
One game I'll be interested to follow will be the Chicago Bears in New England. If not for a good game, then the possibility or potential for a car crash kind of a scenario, yeah, with the Chicago Bears. They're screaming at each other in the locker room after a loss last week. They haven't won at home. They're in New England here, and all of a sudden the Patriots have won three straight. I'll be very curious to see what happens with the Bears.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the stuff after the game, Brandon Marshall getting after some guys, I don't know that that's the end of the world. I mean, I think some of that is good, but it's how does the team respond to that sort of leadership? Do they respond with what would be their biggest win of the year, or do they get their butts kicked again? And you know, it's a difficult situation for Mark Trestman now. He's only been an NFL coach for a season and a half, and he's got a team that is not coming close to meeting expectations. And you know, that certainly has some high tensions about it. I just don't know about the leadership structure of that team. You know, you look at their quarterback, Jay Cutler, he's not going to sit there and rally guys, or, you know, it's just not his thing. He's not going to be that galvanizing force. You know, I don't know that Matt Forte is wired that way either. Defensively, you know, Peanut Tillman is hurt. Lance Briggs has been hurt. I mean, what are you going to say when you're hurt? You know, Urlacher left a couple years ago. They haven't really replaced him from a leadership standpoint on that side of the ball. I mean, the player who's been playing the best for them on defense is Kyle Fuller, a rookie, who broke his hand. So I don't really like the makeup of that team, and I'm not a Jay Cutler guy. And Trestman's best work came the eight, 9 weeks last year when Josh McCown was at quarterback. You know, you looked at that offense through those 2 months and said, who's doing it any better than these guys? I mean, every week is a new hero, ball being spread around. I mean, you had Marshall and Jeffrey and Bennett and Forte all really thriving on a week-in, week-out basis. You know, they overcame with still a suspect offensive line. They were winning offensively despite not getting a lot of help from the defense a lot of those weeks. Now, you know, the defense still sort of is what it is, and the offense looks nothing like that unit from, you know, their best 2-month stretch a year ago.
I just want to follow up quickly on Chicago, because how could you not have a sensational offense with the tight end, the two wide receivers,
yeah.
Matt Forte, a quarterback that, as you mentioned, no one loves the character, but theoretically has all the tools. Of course, Mark Trestman's going to be hailed as an offensive genius in year one, but how can they be as bad as they've been offensively?
It's hard to figure. I mean, they went from a team that looked like the whole game was scripted, and they'd practiced so well last year that they just literally went out and applied their practice plan to games, to a team now that just is fighting and clawing to make a play. Now it's like almost Forte breaks a 10-yard run, and it's like, where did that come from? Like, they actually put that together. They were without a couple starting offensive linemen for, you know, about 3 weeks, but those guys, Garza, the center, they had guys come back last week, and that outing against Miami. Look, Miami plays defense now. I mean, Miami's front four, and I should really say front six with the way they rotate guys. They get a hell of a lot out of it, and they're tough to move the ball on. And when they come to play, it's not going to be easy. But when you're at home, and it's clear it's a day your defense doesn't have it, and you know, look, I don't know. Jared Allen, I think, is done. I mean, I don't know that they have anybody who can rush the passer. Certainly when they don't have Lance Briggs there, it cripples them even more. They don't have playmakers in the secondary now with Fuller hurt as well. I mean, I think it's going to be real tough sledding on that defense for a while to go, and that offense is going to have to pick them up. And I just don't know if they can. I mean, I don't know if it's confidence. I don't know if it's, you know, Cutler feeling like he has to appease too many people. But it is hard to figure. I mean, you looked at the skill position talent and said at the beginning of the year, it rivals any team in the league.
There's 4 1-loss teams left in the league. You've got Dallas, probably the shocking story of the league to this point. We'll see Denver tonight. The other two play Sunday afternoon, Philadelphia, Arizona. What do you make of the matchup?
You know, Arizona just wins games. I mean, they do. They just find ways to win. It isn't always pretty. It's not like they're one of these teams where it's going to look the same way each week. You know, it's not kind of like Denver where you kind of know what you're going to get and how they're going to beat you. I mean, it's kind of just clawing their way through a game. That's what the Cardinals do. I like them a lot at home, but you've got the Eagles coming off a bye. You've had Chip Kelly with 2 weeks to prepare for this. You've got the Eagles with the potential to have a much healthier group themselves. I mean, Darren Sproles could play in this game. Their center, Jason Kelce, and their star guard, Evan Mathis, are both practicing pretty well. So if they don't play this week, they're certainly getting close. And that offensive line really keyed everything for the Eagles last year. The Eagles started to run the ball better even without those guys right before the bye. If you recall, LeSean McCoy had his best game of the year. So this could be a case of Arizona catching the Eagles at the wrong time. And there's no shame in that, even if they do lose to those guys. What's going to really matter for Arizona is what they do in their divisional games down the stretch. You know, I'm not ready to put a fork in the 49ers or the Seahawks, and those two teams have some games still to come with Arizona. I don't think three teams from this division get in. I think that's a lot to ask. So those divisional tiebreakers are going to be massive as to who wins the division and who's that wild card team coming out of the West. But I wouldn't write the Cardinals off. I mean, you look at all their injuries. You look at Carson Palmer a lot of weeks, and you say, how are these guys doing it? But they are doing it. And Bruce Arians has been doing it since he took over the Indianapolis Colts 2 years ago. I mean, it can't be a fluke now. I mean, the guy's like got a .666 winning percentage since he's become an NFL head coach, both with the Colts on an interim basis and now, you know, a year and a half with Arizona. So he's doing something right.
And if three teams aren't getting in from the NFC West, I imagine it's getting close to must-win time for Seattle when you're in Carolina, a team that has looked lost at times this year.
Yeah, they're going to have to win some games on the road because they're not as dominant as they have been in the past at home. I thought they did a lot of things right against the Rams. They certainly had some breaks go against them, and the Rams certainly played that game like it was a Super Bowl, and good for them for doing it. I mean, they went all out to win it. They got the W. But, I mean, Russell Wilson still threw for over 300 yards and ran for over 100. The offense really got going as the game went on. Their issues are defensively. The secondary is not, I mean, it went from being their biggest strength a year ago to now it's a potential weakness week in, week out. And you couple that with a suspect pass rush, and, you know, they lack that defensive identity right now. They really do. I think they'll try to add a piece or two before the trade deadline. They're a very aggressive organization, and I don't think that Percy Harvin trade will be their last move. Now, will it be a move that's significant enough to alter the course of their season? It's hard to do those deals at the deadline. So, you know, we shall see. But they've got to find a way to get the Richard Shermans and the Earl Thomases and the Cam Chancers of the world getting the ball in their hands and finding a way to turn field position and give their offense short fields. They're just not creating turnovers right now. And when other teams grind out those long drives, it has an effect on them.
Jason, as always, man, thank you for your time this morning, and we'll talk to you on Monday to take a look back at the weekend that was.
My pleasure, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too. CBS Sports, NFL Insider, Jason Lockenfora. Follow him on Twitter.
Very good follow.
Go find him. He's a good follow. He's got some good stuff on
there.
Got
some followers.
Got some followers.
He follows other people.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You should follow him.
Yeah, for sure. 6:56. It is a Thursday, which, as I noted earlier, is the day before Friday.
Usually.
That feels like it's important info on a day like today. Today is the day before Friday. 7 o'clock hour, moving targets.
Okay.
It's all kind of, it's a fluid situation.
We could have two in studio, so you do have to be flexible for those folks.
Matt
Nichol.
You'd
rather get them in studio than on the horn.
Yeah, Matt Nichol with BioSteel, the creator of BioSteel. How did it come to be that this guy now has one of the most talked about and utilized sports energy drinks, recovery drinks, protein, everything that the highest caliber of athletes use that you can also use? If you are, if you're someone that goes to the gym a few times a week, maybe you're trying to get yourself into shape, you can use what Steven Stamkos uses. You can use what Dez Bryant uses. How did it start? How did we get here? We talked to him on the phone about a month ago, but he is in Calgary. He's going to come over. He's going to stop by. As well, Brian Callen. Comedian, you might remember him from The Hangover, Mad TV, was in a recent movie Ride Along with Ice Cube, I believe it was, Ice Cube, and he was in that film. He's going to stop by doing Yuck Yucks.
He was bloody hilarious last time.
Did you go last time?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
I missed him last time, I went the time before. Yeah, he's got some energy.
Yeah, and it's a good venue because everyone's close. It's a perfect setup for comedy.
Yeah. Good spot. So Brian Callen going to join us. Derek Wills to tee up tonight's Flames Hurricanes matchup. Eric Tahachik, our NHL insider. Pools and props, what you want to talk about, and Rhett Warner in studio when we come back. Sports at 960 The Fan.